When you understand your numbers, then the business strategy, messaging, branding, and visibility that you need to grow your business fall into place. Welcome to the Bizology Soundbites podcast, directing you to your business treasure map through the power of numerology. Here is your host, Joe Soley.
Welcome to episode number 26 of the Bizology Soundbites podcast. It's not always about the number 8. In this episode, I discuss all things 8 in energy. 8 is the CEO, it's the boss. 8 is definitely about success, wealth, and money. No two ways about it. But I see business owners trying to make their business fit to the number 8. They use it across pricing, the dates of their events, the names of their products and services. And this won't necessarily work if you're not working with the energy of 8 yourself. Your numbers will carry a target energy, and it's important you understand how to use 8, but also understand your numbers and what they mean. So 8 is made up of two zeros on top of each other. Zero is God, it's divine energy. If you turn the 8 on its side, it represents infinity. 8 is about bridging the gaps between spiritual and material worlds. Life paths, 8s intuitively know what to do in business. It's the number of success, abundance, wealth, money. It's professional, it's leadership, it's transformational, it's ambitious, it's powerful, it's independent, it's about property as well, 8. The qualities are integrity, and it represents luxury, style, class, and status. It is the business number. In some countries, they pay more to have 8 on their door or their phone number or on their car reg. It's highly revered. And as I said, it's the infinity symbol. It's about timelessness, personal empowerment, and there's a sense of eternity with 8 energy. When Nick Leeson, he got in lots of debt at the bank, he created a bank account and it was 8888888888, and that literally amplified the debt. The titles for the number 8 are the CEO, the boss, chief, head honcho, director, head, big cheese, top dog, governor, captain, chair, commander, producer. So you get the energy now of the number 8. And there's no doubt 8 is about power and leadership, authority and discipline, abundance and ambition. It is the professional number. It is integrity. So many people want to use the number 8 in their business. They want to use it in their pricing. Price things £8 or £17, which would be 8. Sometimes they go for 88 or 800, 8,000. They may want to have their event on an 8 day. They may want to start events at 8 o'clock. They may want to have all the letters of their products and services ending up in 8. They may want to start their business on an 8 day. And yes, of course, we can use 8 in this way, but we need to be very, very, very mindful, and we need to understand what your energies are trying to tell you, because your energies may be creative. Lots of 3s, lots of 6s, lots of 9s. Your energies may be adventurous. Lots of 5s. Your energies may be dynamic. Lots of 1s or 22s. Your energies may be spiritual and intuitive. Some 2s, some 7, 11 energy. So if you don't have 8 across your numeric chart as your life path number, in your deeper energies, in your name, if you're not in a personal year 8, then we don't really want to chase the number 8, because other numbers will be more aligned to the target energy of you and then your business. So we have to just be careful when you use eight. You know, everyone really wants, oh yeah, I love eight, but it might not work for you for those reasons. What energies are your numbers? If you are working with the energy of the number eight, the question is, what's your relationship to the things like success, wealth, money? I speak on stage quite a bit, well, I used to before the sky fell down, and I would be on stage, I'd talk about the number eight, I'd come off, and there'd be a small gathering of women, and they were normally life path eight, and they would say, you know, that's not me, that's not me. But the question is, how's life working out for you? Because the number eight, it is about goal setting. It is about being kind of authoritarian in your business, knowing where you're going, having high standards and making money. And, you know, money can be harder to talk about than sex, can't it? Let's face it. But if you're a life path eight, and if you have eight in your chart, I've got eight as one of my numbers, that is what the universe is trying to help you achieve. It doesn't mean if you haven't got eight, you can't be successful. It's just you have to go about it another way. Impact over income, service over success. So the best way I connect people to the number eight is the tarot card of eight. It's called the strength card, and there's a picture of the lion, and the woman's holding the lion, and the lion is under control, and the woman is wearing a crown. So if you do have eight energy, it's about, you know, being a strong woman. How are you wearing your crown? How are you being the queen? How are you owning your power? How are you bossing your life? And another thing which is really important with the 8 years, people kind of think it's their birthright. Oh, I'm in an 8 year now, I'm going to make money. But no, because just because you're in an 8 year, there's a huge caveat. It depended what you seeded in the last 7 years. So yeah, it's not your birthright just to make money, because you're in an 8 year. What did you do up to that point? The negative of eight can be bossy and dominant. And in a personal year eight, lottery winners can lose everything, because look at the eight. It is the infinity symbol, but it's also what goes around comes around. So in an 8 year, if you haven't been acting with integrity, then you can lose everything. You disrespect money, it disrespects you back. So before you use the number eight, make sure you understand your energies first, and make sure you've got eight in your energies, and then use your personal energies for your pricing, your products, your service, the date you start your business, the names of your products and services, etc., etc. When you meet an eight, you will know about it, because it's quality, there's no messing, and eights are here to make friends with the energy of money, to hold the reins in business, to lead, to manage, to charge, to take charge. You know, they are ambitious. They are here to be concerned and involved with money, its learnings and its powers. They're here to be concerned with material things, to be concerned with status, with growth. But money and the number eight is the means to the end. It's not the end itself. So we always have to maintain a sense of proportion about the energy of the number eight. People who are eight that, you know, you may know, Giorgio Armani, kind of success and wealth, Harry Redknapp, football's quite eight energy, living in sandbanks is very eight. Usain Bolt, you know, he's a funny chap, isn't he, on the track? But there's no mistake that he sets goals, and when he's on it, he's on it. Nelson Mandela was an eight. He said, I'm going to leave prison and leave it behind me, because otherwise I'm always going to be in prison, which is very eight energy. So this is a shorter episode, because I just wanted to explain about the energy of the number 8. And if you want to use the energy of the number 8, just make sure you understand your numbers and what they are trying to show you, what you're here to do in your life and business, because your energies will have a flavour and a purpose to them. And these numbers will be more in alignment for you to create success and wealth. Now, you may be missing the energy of the number 8, and that's a different story. So these are the things we need to know in order to understand your relationship with money and success. And this is what I do one-to-one. So this is what I can help you with if you just reach out to me. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to the Bizology Soundbites podcast, where knowing your numbers increases your numbers. If you have enjoyed listening, please do let me know by leaving a review. And don't forget to subscribe on your favourite podcast platform. You can also download my free guide, Discover Your Life Path Number, at josoli.com. And I would love you to follow me on my social platforms at josolibizology. Thank you for listening, and until the next episode.